The Cocktail Nation on WXLV Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. VX.
Now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, I'm back from a trip to Cannes to promote the Cocktail Nation. I did a little bit of driving while I was in France, and I must say it's one of the most challenging places to drive. I've come up with a top five list of my observations that I hope will give you a little bit of help if you go there and rent a car. Number one, turn signals will give away your next move. A real French driver never uses them. Number two, the faster you drive through a red light, the smaller the chance you have of getting hit. Number three, speed limits are arbitrary figures, given only as suggestions and are apparently not enforceable in France except where the police have placed dummy cameras. Remember that the goal of every French driver is to get there first by whatever means necessary is number four. And number five, real French drivers can use their portable phones, argue with their backseat passengers and reprimand the driver next to them in sign language at 110 kilometres per hour or in bumper-to-bumper traffic. On the show this week, we talk to the webmaster of the one of the most fascinating retro websites and forums in the world. I've got another new track from the upcoming Orchestrotica album for you to enjoy this week, and a fabulous niche book publisher that I think you'll find some great books for your library or perhaps to give to your retro scene friends. We'll head up to the Cocktail Nation blogosphere with another cool blog, and there's the look at the world of swank. Right now, let's kick off with a couple of Sydney acts. First up, Blue Martinis and Hershey Bar.
The Cocktail Nation, thanks to Tiki Shark.
I've been caught stealing once when I was five. I enjoy stealing, it's just as simple as that. Well, it's just a simple fact. When I want something, man, I don't want to pay for it. Well, I walk right through the door. I walk right through the door. Hey, all right, if I get by, it's mine. Mine or mine. Girl, she's one too. She go get a skirt, stick it under his shirt. She grabbed a razor for me. Well, she did it just like that. When she wants something, man, she don't want to pay for it. Well, she walks right through the door. she'll walk right through the door. Hey, all right, pocket pie, it's mine, mine, oh mine. We sat round a pile, sat and laughed and waved it into the air. And we did it just like that. When we want something, man, we don't want to pay for it. We'll walk right through the door. We'll walk right through the door. Hey, all right, pocket pie, it's mine, mine, all mine. It's mine, all mine.
Cocktail Nation for Tiki Shark with Frank Bennett, Been Caught Stealing. That was originally a Jane's Addiction song from the 90s. On the show tonight, a man who is responsible for one of the most interesting web pages on the internet. He runs the Fedora Chronicles. Eric Rennerking-Fisk is on the line. Eric, the thing I love about your site is that it blends retro culture and political and cultural observations and comment, and I just really dig that, man.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, you're far too kind with your compliments. I'm really surprised with the level of success that I've had with it so far. But I have to thank a lot of the people like yourself who contribute to it regularly. I can't say thank you enough to you folks.
It's a really interesting website. Like I say, the mix of retro and cultural and political statements. I've always found that many of the things that we as people who are into retro culture are interested in actually do blend into cultural and political comment. I remember reading an article about some people in the rock and roll scene, the rockabilly scene, and they said, this is an article from years ago, and one of the guys said, oh, look, you know, this is just a fun thing. It's not, there's no political or social agenda. And I thought to myself at the time, it's funny because I don't feel that way at all. I actually feel that whilst I'm interested in this, very often as a result of this, I have a differing opinion on many political cultural things. And to me, your website really brings that through.
Well, I think that that is absolutely, totally spot on. And one of the reasons why I created the Fedora Chronicles in the first place is because so many other people who are members of other sites had said, you know, I got this thing that I want to talk about, my fellow retrocentrics, whether it's like their classic movie fans or the Indiana Jones aficionados or the classic car collectors. We all have one thing in common. It's like we have this something like it's just pulling us towards a different era. And for all the people on the Fedora Chronicles, it's like the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, and the first part of the 50s. It's like all these people are like saying, I just wish I had somewhere where I can like talk about this thing that's gnawing at me. It's like at some point I just had to say, just let it go. Let's just talk about it. Let's just hash it out. And like so many people have come through the doors and said, this is how I feel about this issue. And like this is how I think my grandfather or my grandmother would have thought about it. And it's also trying to keep the rugged individualism of that period alive for our members. And we've also written a handful of tributes to our fathers and our grandfathers who served during World War II. And it's trying to do that generation justice.
Many other retro sites. I remember a little while ago, I wrote a posting about, I think it was about climate change, I think it was, and some of the social impacts of that and the changing of social attitudes and what I thought was right and wrong about it. And I got a nasty note from the webmaster saying, stay away from this, it's a political topic. And I thought to myself, I don't think it is a political topic at all. I think that this is a topic that is a cultural topic and one that I thought had a lot to do with retro culture, but I was like, okay, that's cool. It's your website. That's fine. But the thing I like about your site is that people can hash these things out, and it has a deeper meaning than many of the other forums and websites, because you can actually go there.
The problem that I had with a lot of the other websites that I think you and I have talked about this in the past is that they want to make the website safe, and they treat everybody as if, well, they're like the juveniles. Like, do they like to slap people's hands who get in the cookie jars? Yeah. And I'm the guy who wants to take the lid off the cookie jar and pass it around and say, you know, hey, let's go there. Let's do it. Let's hash it all out. The only rule that I have, the steadfast rule that I have, is that you have to treat everybody with respect.
Yeah.
And when you treat everybody like adults, they're going to give you a higher caliber content. One guy said he wanted to start the connoisseur page. And like, well, that really doesn't have anything to do with retro. And like, the more I think about it, the more it is like, oh yeah, everything does.
Yeah.
Everything has to do with the way that it's all about. I don't want to use the word traditional values because that's just taken on such a negative connotations. But it's like, it's more like traditional family values, where like, you know, the Electric Speakeasy, which is the name of our forum, it's like your favorite bar, whereas you can just sit down and talk with your friends and just have it out.
Yeah.
And it's like, and invite other people into other things that you're interested in. And it's like the success of it, like I had said before, it really doesn't have a lot to do with me. All I did was just open up the doors.
The website, fedorachronicles.com, is the page to check out. Do go and check out the Electric Speakeasy as well, which is a great little forum, and check out Eric's postings as well. Great to talk to you, man, and we'll look forward to chatting to you again on the show again, okay?
Absolutely, and if there's anything I can do for fellow retros out there, just give me a holler, and the light will always be on for you.
Good to talk to you, Eric. Coming up on the show, a very interesting publisher to tell you about, plus another release from the upcoming Orchestronica album. Right now, The Three Sons and Fever on The Cocktail Nation. We'll be right back.
Eddie.
How are you, Wilbur?
Like it don't ever change, Pete. I just keep swinging and it creates a wild draft and I stay cool.
The Cocktail Nation.
With Coop Cooper, another one from Mr. Ho from the forthcoming CD title The Unforgettable Sounds of Esquivel, which is part of a new series of records called Exotica for Modern Living. The song Boulevard of Broken Dreams. This is one of the only songs in the CD that they stretch out on, take some solos. It's got a great cha-cha-cha tune and features Yare Muntz on trumpet from Afro-Cuban All-Star Band and the Buena Vista Social Club, and on lead trumpet throughout the album. For live shows, Mr. Ho tells me that they may open up this tune a little bit more to showcase the great talent in the group. This is one of the most authentic transcriptions in the book, in part because it doesn't have as dense orchestrations as some of the other tunes. And uniquely, it features four alto saxes at the same time. The Unforgettable Sounds of Esquivel, coming out November 16, is part of a new series of records called Exotica for Modern Living. They're putting out over the next few years, and the Esquivel Tribute CD features 11 tracks of their ear-by-ear transcriptions, 23-piece big band live in Boston, and minimal editing and maximum sweat. An Exotica Quartet record for the series also recorded this year is going to be out sometime in May next year, and it's called Third River Rangoon. And the record will feature mostly original compositions by Mr. Ho and some covers or adaptations of songs by people like Milt Raskin, Martin Denny, and Cal Jada. To find out more, spaceagebigband.com. And Cocktail Nations can get free tracks in exchange for joining the official mailing list on the website. Now, here is a book publisher that you need to check out because they have many books that will appeal to the Cocktail Nation. They're called Bear Manor Media. And I was hip to this by our TV and movie spy expert, Dr. Wes Britton, the publisher of his Encyclopedia of TV Spies. The latest release is a book about Robert Taylor, who is one of the biggest Hollywood stars for 30 years and starred in many classic films, Magnificent Obsession, Camille, A Yank at Oxford, Waterloo Bridge, many, many more. He worked with the cream of Hollywood leading ladies, Irene Dunne, Joan Crawford, Greta Garbo, Vivian Leigh, Lana Turner, Katharine Hepburn, and Barbara Stanwyck, who he later married, just to name a few. An open and friendly man who usually tried to avoid controversy, he stepped into it, though, when he became a so-called friendly witness appearing before the House of Un-American Activities Committee during the height of the Washington investigations into alleged communism in Hollywood. It haunted his reputation to this day. A happy second marriage to actress Ursula Thies produced two children, gave Taylor a contentment that he lacked in his earlier marriage. Author Charles Tranberg takes a fresh look at the actor who was once called the man with the perfect profile. And it's a book that takes a fascinating look into the Hollywood studio system which existed during Taylor's heyday. Check it out, Bear Manor Media. Coming up, our segment, Ask Coop, this week talking about geography and prayer. Right now, Combustible Edison and Blue Light.
Via the World Wide Web, myspace.com/LoungeLothario.
Put your dreams away for another day. And I will take their place in your heart, wishing on a star never got you far. And so it's time to make a new start. At night, fade before you. Then I'll have the right to adore you. Let your kiss confess this is happiness, darling, and put all your dreams away. Night fade before you, then I'll have the right to adore you. Let your kiss confess this is happiness, darling, and put all your dreams.
Careful, William.
Money, Penny, a feast for my eyes.
What about the rest of you?
Bond. James Bond.
My name's Bond. James Bond.
Shaken, but not stirred.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation. Thanks to Tiki Shark as we broadcast from the Sydney penthouse after a trip to Cairns with Waitiki 7 and Sasha Cha. And I know from Randy Wong this week that a few weeks ago the band made Exotica history. They soared into the top of the charts, nailing down a number one spot on the Jazz Week World and number two on CMJ Jazz with their sophomore release, New Sounds of Exotica. But that's not all. Simultaneously last year, the album Adventures in Paradise returned to the charts at number four. So these charts track airplane major markets throughout North America on independent, public, AAA, collegiate and satellite stations and on programs for jazz, world, specialty, exotica, talk and beyond. So the Waikiki 7, probably the only band that I know of that has managed to receive such widespread airplay. So congratulations, Randy and the gang. Time for a segment, Ask Coop. This one is from Rob in Florida who writes, Dear Coop, recently at the beach I noticed two males of Middle Eastern appearance kneeling and praying on prayer mats. As a geographer, I knew that they weren't facing Mecca. As an atheist, I figure it makes no difference. Should I have interrupted them and told them the correct direction of Mecca? Well, Rob, that's probably one of the most interesting ones we've received. It's easy to make cultural assumptions about people that you may come across, and maybe you've made a big one here, I don't know. These could have been any men, perhaps a couple of swarthy type muscle guys hanging out at the beach. Maybe their prayer mats were frayed old man towels that most men take to the beach with a thread count of six, and their prayer kneeling position may have been that they just lost their car keys. They dropped them in the sand, and perhaps those mumbled references to Mecca and peace be upon you may have just been Macca and keys to the Subaru. But even if they were Muslims on a beach, you probably shouldn't be interfering in their praying because it's not your business. It's also completely irrelevant which way they're facing. An Indonesian newspaper recently reported that more than half of Indonesia's mosques are facing slightly the wrong way. They're actually pointing towards Somalia rather than Macca. So instead of praying towards Islam's holiest site, Indonesians have been praying towards roving bands of coastal sea pirates and offshore toxic waste dumpages. But a cleric of the Indonesian Ulama Council said that God understands that humans make mistakes. Allah always hears their prayers, so leave the beach guys alone because I'm sure Allah is infinitely more merciful towards directional GPS errors. And there's probably nothing more obnoxious than an anti-religious person telling a religious person how to practice their religion. So maybe that might help you out. If you do have a problem, email thecocktailnation@gmail.com. And right now, Bobby Darin and A Taste of Honey on The Cocktail Nation.
Winds may blow over the icy sea. I'll take with me the warmth of thee, a taste of honey, a taste much sweeter than wine. I'll return. I'll come back for the honey and you. I'll leave behind my heart to wear, and may it ever remind you of a taste of honey, a taste much sweeter than wine. I will return. I'll return. I'll come back for the honey. And you, he never came back to his love so fair. And so she died dreaming of his kiss. His kiss was a honey, a taste more bitter than wine. I'll come back taste that honey. And you.
Coop Cooper. He makes Don Draper seem like a choir boy. The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Shagzotica and Crandall meets his match. Listen back to last week's show to hear the creator Hans Karl talking about the album. And do make sure you do check it out too. It's a wonderful album, citybaby.com, the website to go to, and hanskarlmusic.com. Les Baxter before that and Coronation. Let's take a look at the world of swank now. This weekend you can join Tiki Terrace October 24th for the Oana Night featuring Aloha Chicago. Nina Farrow in Melbourne, Australia with the Daryl McKenzie Jazz Orchestra coming up on Monday, October 25 at the Apartment 401 Little Bourke Street in Melbourne. And November 12th you can see Ricky Derrick at the Mansion Bar in Dallas. You can see in the new year with Waitiki 7 at Don the Beachcombers. The evening's going to feature the first performance of Combustible Edison's music since the band's demise a decade ago, with the help from Brother Cleve and The Millionaire. Midnight will transform the ballroom into a full-on tiki dance party. Waitiki and Combustible Edison will reveal their mixologist side, original craft cocktails by Brother Cleve and Randy Wong, and others will join the beach creations on the drink menu. January 14, 2011, in Cambridge, Massachusetts, near Boston, the entire 23-piece formation of the Orchestrotica will give a city release party for the big band tribute album, the first live performance of Esquivel's music in the States since 2006. Tickets are coming soon, and reduced price tickets will be offered to fans on the official mailing list first. So make sure you do join up via their homepage, spaceagebigband.com. And they're also going to be playing at Johnny D's in Somerville on November the 3rd, I believe, with the Exotical Quartet bringing their new music from the May 2011 album. So very, very busy guys. Orchestrotica.com or spaceagebigband.com is the place to go to. Coming up, some cool blogs on the Cocktail Nation blogosphere, and right now, Tiki Joe's Ocean and Allegra.
Tail Nation's Coop Cooper. So far out, he's on his way back.
Nation.
Nation with the Martini Kings and Gucci Frito Man from their Lost in Paradise album, which was recently released. And before that, Xavier Cugat and La Dolce Vita.
This is Deep Space Mission 9. We're now entering the blogosphere of the Cocktail Nation.
TheCocktailNation@gmail.com if you'd like to submit a blog that you might have come across, one that you follow, one that you write, tell me about it, I'll tell everybody. And the one we're checking out this week is called yourfathersden.blogspot.com. Here you can find the best of the best of reel-to-reel music, just like dear old dad used to play in the basement. It's a very, very good website, and you'll be amazed by the quality of some of the music that he's got up there too. So check it out, yourfathersden.blogspot.com. A nice look into reel-to-reel music, which was very, very popular back in the 50s and 60s. Certainly tell me about your blog or one that you follow. I'd love to hear from you. I'll leave you with Joe Basile and his accordion orchestra with Mac the Knife. Stay hip.
XLV, Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. VX.